Remember fifth grade? Well, whatever comes to your mind is not anything close to what it's like now.
Brendan, Deja, grab the second laptop. Website's already minimized. Open it up, you got it. Brian, Sean, grab an iPad, open Safari, the website's there, do it up.
This is Mr. Nick Taylor's fifth grade class at Lake Myra Elementary School in eastern Wake County. It's a very busy room, with students pulling their desks together in small groups, comparing and contrasting two versions of the Three Little Pigs. Taylor is a little like a benevolent Big Bad Wolf himself, running around, energetic, and somewhat out of breath.
Yeah, he's going to push it in. So it's kind of like blowing it down, right? He's just saying it differently. He's going to blow like the front door in so the walls go in with the rest of the house.
Unnoticed in one corner of the room, Principal Jim Argent looks on closely. Three times a year he sits in this classroom, formally evaluating Mr. Taylor. A couple times a week, he strolls through informally. He calls those stops drive-bys. Later, in his office, Argent explains why he likes what he sees.
You know, that was not a 1970s schoolhouse. He put the kids in collaborative teams very efficiently. He didn't get stuck on one pair of kids. A lot of times you can get focused on, I've got to help this kid. He was all over the room helping, and he was moving the flow and the thinking of all the kids.
Argent's praise goes on for a while, but even more extensive is the lengthy written evaluation he must complete for each of his 50 or so teachers. He evaluates his younger teachers three times a year. They're also evaluated once by a peer. Experienced teachers are evaluated once a year. Argent has been assessing teachers a long time and believes the process is vital if teachers are to improve.
All teachers deserve the opportunity to grow. All human beings, in my philosophy, are good relative to what they can become. Mr. Taylor is an excellent teacher, but based on today, he should be more excellent a year from now.
The state's official rubric for evaluating North Carolina teachers is quite the tree killer of a document, containing 214 checkboxes, dozens of lines for comments, and often includes examples of lesson plans and student work. The evaluation is broken up into five standards: leadership, learning environment, content knowledge, learning facilitation, and reflection on the practice. It's an extensive process that can take about 4 hours per teacher per evaluation. And even then, it can sometimes be lacking, says Jim Key. He's an assistant superintendent in the Durham Public Schools and has evaluated teachers as a principal at the elementary, middle, and high school levels.
As detailed and as comprehensive as this tool is, it still doesn't capture everything that's about good quality teaching, and it certainly doesn't capture how complicated it is for a teacher to create and maintain a learning environment in which all students can be successful.
At the end of the evaluation process, teachers are graded and placed into one of five categories, from not demonstrated to distinguished. How many teachers earn each distinction in each school and in each district is now published online. This may sound daunting, but most teachers not only value the process, but find it vital to their professional growth. Karen Dickerson is an English teacher at Grimsley High School in Greensboro. Early on in her career, she got simple feedback from her evaluators, including this piece of advice.
Primarily just making sure that I called on all the students in the class. Sometimes the more vocal personalities tend to capture all the attention. And I think having another observer in your class, you perhaps realize that you have not been as equitable as you thought you were. It's nice to have that other pair of eyes in the room.
Dickerson was last year's North Carolina Teacher of the Year. As you might expect, her evaluations were stellar. But not everyone goes as well. If poor evaluations accumulate, principals will use them as a way to encourage bad teachers to leave the profession, a process called counseling out. Again, Jim Key.
Because let's face it, if you're the teacher and every day is a grind and you're not enjoying the students and the students aren't enjoying you, trust me, I don't care if it's kindergarten or 12th grade, typically the teacher knows. More often than not, the principal and the teacher are able to come to an understanding.
Key and many administrators are in favor of teachers having due process, often called tenure. They say it protects against personality and philosophical clashes between principals and teachers that can lead to unfair dismissals. The legislature eliminated tenure last year. Not all administrators agree with Jim Key. Kim Robertson is the principal at Caswell Elementary in Cumberland County. She told the Educator Effectiveness and Compensation Task Force that she needs flexibility to turn around her high-needs school.
It's taken me in my current school 4 years to weed certain folks out that should not be in the business because my hands have been tied.
An analysis of the teacher effectiveness data at Robertson's Cumberland County School shows how she has used evaluations to do the weeding out. Since 2010, Robertson rated about one-third of her teachers as either developing or proficient, two of the three lowest categories. She placed very few teachers, never more than 10%, into the highest category, distinguished. Compare that to Principal Argent in Wake County. He rated one-quarter to one-third of his teachers as distinguished, and a much lower percentage in the lesser categories. Both are award-winning principals, but clearly have very different philosophies on how to evaluate their teachers. And Robertson, in Cumberland County, differs in another way from many of her colleagues. She likes the idea of choosing the best 25% of her teachers and rewarding them with longer contracts and bonuses.
I'm not struggling with it because I'm pleased that my best teachers will be compensated for being the best teachers. And again, it's based on the teacher evaluation tool, you know, and you can't deny that.
Now that firing teachers is easier, it's likely that other major compensation decisions now being considered by legislators will be tied to evaluations that are highly subjective. For teachers, that likelihood causes anxiety, but it's nothing compared to the stress caused by the newest evaluation category added just last year. It's called Standard 6, and it uses a secret statistical formula that ties student test performance to individual teachers. And we'll explore that tomorrow when the North Carolina Teacher Project continues. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.